New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
Hey, what's going on, Klein and Ellie?
Are you ready?
Hello, Klein and Ellie, you little bitch.
Klein and Ellie, it's just okay.
Just don't let things bother you too much.
Good morning, everybody.
Whoa, sweet devil steak, did you see that?
Be the Klein and Ellie show.
Let's get the show started. The show started. Show started.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
I'm white if I do, white if I don't.
Sometimes I need a good reason to get out of bed. Got sleep in my eyes, clouds in my head. I need a shot of something to make my motor go.
Yes,
I do. So I turn on the clock.
Blood crack.
Give me some Klein and Ellie show.
And I was like,
give me some Klein and Ellie show.
The bayous, the Louisiana bayou.
Getting your motor running with the Klein and Ellie show. I said, get your motor running with the Klein and Ellie show.
Show. 106.7 KROQ FM and HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County.
The sonic pulse of Los Angeles.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday. For many people, last week of school is now. For others, enjoy your summer. You're already full on summer vacation mode, in which case, thanks for spending some of that with us here at K-Rock. I don't think I've gone into a show in a while that I've been as excited as I am for today's show for a couple of reasons. Obviously, today we find out if Allie is pregos, and I know if she's not, it's going to be all sad, and we're going to have to give her a hug again, and that part sucks, but if it's good news...
The worst part is that you'd have to hug me
that's
again.
Getting,
you're such a weird hugger.
Just getting up and walking around this table is already exhausting, just thinking about it, so... But, you know,
it's
look,
okay, you can take some water jugs
it, with it, could be, it could be... I made lunch over there. It could be a one of those miracles that we get to be a part of together, so we share our personal lives with you each and every morning on the show, but more importantly, it is Pride Month, and Vanessa was back. They say lightning never strikes twice, and Vanessa told us, please don't send me back to Pride. I hate the gays, and we said, Vanessa...
I did not say I hate the gays.
No, she loves them.
She loves the gays, but she said, please don't send me back to Pride. I'll never be able to replicate the joy I brought you guys last year. Now, I haven't heard all this yet, and we'll get to it a little bit later this morning, Allie, but here's just a tease to get you in the right frame of mind for what we have in store for you later this morning.
I have another guy here. What is your name?
Jalen.
Jalen, name one team playing in the NBA Finals.
I'm a Dino?
Okay, Dino.
What is she talking about? What the heck, Vanessa?
So here's what's going on. He doesn't hear her question. He thinks she said something about dinos. She said NBA Finals. And then so he says, what about the dinos?
The NBA dinos.
And then she goes, okay, dinos.
Okay, dinos.
So I'm very excited already.
Dino Nuggets has their new theme song.
Oh, man, that's going to be great.
You know what's funny is that she came in here before the show and said, I don't know if it's going to be as good because everyone could understand me this time.
Yeah, that was an example of someone understanding her, by the way. She thought that's the best part is she thinks they understand her. But listen, clearly you can hear the confusion from the beginning.
Jalen, name one team playing in the NBA Finals.
I'm a Dino?
Okay, Dino.
All right,
I was
like, what? That just happened.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, that'll be something we have to look forward to this morning. And then there's this, Allie. A lot of our listeners are having dreams about the show, which means that you're probably listening a little too much, but we're not going to tell you to stop. And here is a dream that one of our listeners had about you specifically.
Oh.
Don't worry, it's not sexual.
Wait, Debbie. Allie, I had a dream about you last night.
No.
I feel like you're pregnant. You've done everything right. You're doing everything organic, which Klein totally hates, and I'm already going to send you a bunch of little shoes for whatever, little band shoes, whether it's a boy or a girl. Okay, I know you're pregnant. Bye-bye.
That's what one listener's dream was about. Another listener had a totally different dream, Allie. This one involved me, but we'll get to that later.
Well, you know, my sister last time texted me the morning of and said, I had a dream last night that you were pregnant.
Oh, great. And Vanessa said you were 100% pregnant last time, and you were not. So
yes.
We will find out this morning. Strong summer vibes coursing through your radio waves as we speak. Over the weekend, Johnny was out checking out Snoop Dogg, opening up a new venue in Long Beach.
Yeah, I'm jealous he got to check that out.
One of the official mascots of all things good times in summer. And, of course, this is the summer that one of us will be throwing a backyard kickback. So we
can not one of us, you.
Well, Allie technically lost the wheel, but I've
but
decided.
But you picked up the reins.
Yes.
You offered.
Well, listen, more importantly, guys, listen to this.
What's up, guys? Just listen to the podcast that Allie is going to have the backyard kickback. This is John from Hennigan. I'll bring the keg. Reach out. Let's go.
Woo! So we got one of our kegs taken care of now for a good old-fashioned. Here's a cup at the door.
Wait, what kind of beer?
Hennigan. It's all like German beers and stuff. Good. Really good.
You sent us some stuff
But the keg is the keg. Like, we have to be specific on what flavor.
Right,
beer.
You're right.
It can't be trash.
No.
It's all good
It's going to be his beer. So I would imagine it's going to be Jake. And you're the beer guy, even though occasionally you walk in more.
What's going to appeal to everybody? Because you can't have like an IPA because then.
No, Hennigan has all sorts of stuff.
Okay, yeah, they've got everything.
They got like stuff that's like really easy to drink. Like a
guy just offered us a nice, good free keg, and I was like, I don't know about this.
I'm telling. Well, haven't you been to a party where they have a keg and it's full of like nasty beer?
Yes. Yeah, but
it's
also, you know, sometimes good beer, to be honest, like good beer like this, not great if you're going to be playing beer pong all day and trying to kill the keg. Sometimes you
That's another good point. It can't be too high in alcohol.
No. A lot of this, they have one that's called the lighter one, and it's so drinkable, perfect summer beer.
Here's a big fan of their product who also called.
It's so good. Can't wait for the story. Come on, see what my dad said about you guys.
He is really falling apart quickly. I was listening to these messages from even just a week ago. He is sounding more and more like he is fading fast.
Yeah, I know. And also, why do we have to pick just one keg?
That's a good point. I absolutely think we should have flights of kegs.
It seems like pantyhose.
How many people are you going to invite, Colin?
I told you. Yeah,
I can't even understand what he's saying.
All of us.
One Greg.
All of us and one Greg.
We need multiple kegs.
We're
going to
call
right.
the event Kegs and Gregs. It's going to be a great event, and it's going to be a good time. If you get back from this quick break, if you want Allie's money, now would be a good time to call and claim it. 800-520-1067. All you have to do is answer some questions about things that happened in the world this weekend. Do better than Allie, and she will instantly pay the people. Make her give you her money right now while she still can at 800-520-1067. That is next. Five questions, $100 up for grabs every morning right around this time. If you're not sticking around for Allie Knows the News, you may want to find out if Allie has baby inside of her or not. We will get the results of that with something that we are doing that I think will be even more thrilling than the last announcement where she had a shot of tequila in one hand and a shot of prednisone, was it? What were you taking?
Progesterone
in the other. And either she was going to jab herself or she was going to take a shot of tequila, and that would determine whether or not she was pregnant. And it turns out she took the shot of tequila, and then we forgot if that meant she was going to be a bad mom or not a mom, and it meant that she was not going to be a mom, at least then. Went through another round of the IVF, and we'll find out in a moment. Well, she'll have prenatal pills in one hand and some sort of a slightly illegal drug pill in the other hand, which is full of magic. The main ingredient in these pills is magic. I think there's some mushrooms in there, Allie. I want to say there may be some MDMA in there. And so you will be taking pills.
What is this pill? I want one.
You know what says, Omar? The organic ingredients include number one ingredient, magic.
That's the main ingredient.
Followed by lion's mane, reishi, cordyceps, turkey tail kadja, ginseng, ashwagandha, and ginger.
Right, but the magic is kind of great because that's the main ingredient and no one really knows what magic is, right?
But it just says elevate your mind, body, and spirit. And it increases, there's a whole list of things that it increases.
So we'll find out if Allie's going to have a really fun show today or pregnant. That's going to be coming up in a moment.
Or pregnant.
So let's say hi to Valerie in Santa Clarita. Good morning, Valerie. Welcome to K-Rock.
Good Good morning, Sweet Divots.
Sweet Divots to you and yours as we start a brand new week. Let's go ahead and get into your round. Allie will leave the K-Rock studios for now. Her money's up for grabs. Five questions about the news. And I know other people are just waiting around to figure out if they're going to win that trip to go see Foo Fighters in Nashville. We'll be giving that trip away coming up pretty soon as well. So lots of reasons to be locked into K-Rock this morning. Right now, though, it's Valerie's chance at $100. And here we go.
Allie knows the news.
This is officially now the first movie of 2026 to haul in over $1 billion worldwide. Which movie has now crossed that $1 billion mark?
Backrooms.
Go to question number two. A woman is suing after finding what inside of a can of SpaghettiOs?
A rat.
Rat. Go to question number three. What award show took place over this past weekend that was hosted by Pink?
The Tonys.
Question number four. How many runs exactly were scored in the L.A. baseball battle that took place between the Angels and the Dodgers yesterday, yesterday's game?
Was it 12-8?
So you're going to say 20 runs?
Sure.
Okay, I will accept that. And finally, because we are in the heart of Hollywood, California, which movie actually won the box office this past weekend, bringing in $55 million?
This past weekend... Possession?
All right. Let's bring Allie in. We'll score it together and see how you did. All actual stuff happening in the world. Sure, we could have talked about wars and missile launches and political stuff, but that just seems to put everyone in a sour mood. And it's summer, funner summer. So here we go. Question number one. Allie's back in.
Yep.
First movie of 2026 that has crossed the $1 billion worldwide box office. They finally crossed that threshold this past weekend. But this is the first movie to actually officially make $1 billion in all of 2026. Which movie?
Yikes. God, what was the biggest movie this year so far? I know it's not Star Wars, but that's the only thing I can think of, the Mandalorian movie.
To make a billion, I think you have to be out for a little bit longer than that.
Yeah, yeah. What was
she said the Backrooms, which is doing well, considering it cost them nothing to make it, but you guys are thinking too small. Super Mario Galaxy has officially just crossed the $1 billion mark. And we go to question number two. A woman is suing after finding what inside of a can of SpaghettiOs?
A tooth?
Tots, great guess. She guessed rat.
That would be very difficult to have that in a can of SpaghettiOs.
My whole can.
The woman is suing because she claims that after opening up her can of SpaghettiOs, there were worm-like organisms.
How would you be able to tell?
Well, but
those are SpaghettiOs.
That's what I was going to say. That's how you know you got SpaghettiOs.
They're little O's.
But apparently her and her kid got super sick, and now she's only suing for $75,000, which doesn't seem like a lot. But she claims that she saw that they were moving worm-like organisms, but I guess ate the SpaghettiOs anyway and then got sick?
I know, but you can't resist. I love that both of them got sick because she definitely ate the rest of his SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, once the can is open, you're not going to waste that can of SpaghettiOs. Mm-hmm. So no one gets the point. And that is still alleged at this point because lawsuit pending. We go to question three, still tied up 0-0. Stalemate as we go to question number three. What award show took place this past weekend that was hosted by Pink?
The Tonys.
All right. Of course they do the Tonys during Pride Month. She said Tonys as well. Allie said Tonys. So it's Tonys. Congratulations. Oh, no, that's not. Oh, that is correct.
No, it's not. That's congrats to Schmigadoon.
What? Can you say that on the air?
Schmigadoon won.
Are you doing your little shoeshine voice?
What the hell is Schmigadoon?
It's the musical that won Best Musical, and it was also a show on Apple TV.
Oh, my God.
Can you call it the S word? Because I don't like the way you're saying that at all.
Stop being a Schmigadoon.
Question number four. It is tied up 1-1. Two questions left. How many runs in total were scored in yesterday's...
In total,
yesterday's Dodgers-Angels baseball game?
I don't know. I heard it was a high-scoring one, but I did not watch 1 minute of it.
Need a number.
I don't know, 18?
Wow, that's your guess?
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Whoa, really?
13-5 Dodgers lost.
Dodgers lost?
Dodgers lost 13-5.
Whoa.
That is incredible because on the phone, our contestant you're playing against, Valerie, said 20 runs were scored in that game. Not a bad guess either, but Allie is righter, so Allie gets the point. Goes up one. That was a complete get. You just pulled that number out of your ass.
I don't know. Yeah.
And today's your day. I feel like today's your day. And we go to this final question now. Question number 5. Forget about that global box office thing I talked about a moment earlier. This is the movie that won the box office this past weekend.
Oh, Scary Movie 6.
Wow, that is correct. Scary Movie bringing in $55 million. That, whichever Wayans was in here on Friday,
Sean,
would be very, very excited that his movie did that well.
They said it's the best opening of any scary movie.
It's incredible, and congratulations. Just go, and he said that's going to be a good sign. I think he pretty much confirmed that White Girls 2, White Chicks 2, will be made officially if this movie does well in the theater.
He said he was going to use me as his muse.
So Allie will be starring in Whiter Chicks. So that's exciting. Well, sadly, Valerie, you did not beat Allie, and what must you shamefully admit as she puts her money back in her pocket? Go ahead.
My name is Valerie from Santa Clarita, and Allie knows the news.
Schmigadoon to you.
Hey, good luck, Allie, on your pregnancy. I'm rooting for you.
Thank you.
Right, well, get ready to be disappointed.
The good luck does nothing. We already know.
No, we'll find out in a moment, actually. After this song, Allie's going to put a pill in her mouth, and we'll find out. Is it a fun party pill? Or is it a prenatal vitamin? That'll be next on K-Rock. K-Rock, Klein Allie Show. Things are about to get real in a moment. Allie will be taking a pill live on the air. Will that be a fun party pill, which means she is not pregnant again and the quest and the journey continues? Or will she be taking one of them prenatals because she's growing a life inside of her? We're going to figure that out in just a moment. And then later, the real thing you've come here for today, Vanessa, back to another year of confusing the gays. And she said to us that they understood her very clearly this year, so it wouldn't be as funny as last year. And then there's this to look forward to.
Who is Sadie Schaefer? Sadie Schaefer? I don't know.
The question she was asking is, who is Scottie Scheffler, who is, you know, one of the best golfers out there? Something that probably, you know, more straight guys would know necessarily than gay guys. And this is how it came across.
Scottie Scheffler? I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's a lot of I don't knows, I don't know. So
just look at each other and go,
Yeah, that'll be coming up a little bit later in another year of Vanessa Confuses the Gays.
Did he say, she said Saudi Shuffer?
She said it, well, first of all, she's asked this question to a lot.
Schmigadoon.
Congratulations. She's asked this question to a lot of gay people. She did get the name wrong every time and always different.
Saudi Schaefer, I don't know.
Scottie Scheffler, I don't know. But the name did go a few different ways. I mean, she started it with
makeup.
Makeup. Saudi
Schaefer. Saudi, that time she forgot. Saudi Schaefer. So anyway, that'll be coming up a little bit later this morning. All right, Allie, are you ready to get emotional and or good, bad, whatever? We don't know. I mean, you've really not even looked me in the eyes this morning, which makes me question if you are hiding something or you just don't want to give it away. And I did want to reach out to you all weekend because I knew you found out on Friday, correct?
Yeah, I found out at around 3:30 p.m. on Friday.
Okay, Friday was the day.
Yeah, and 562 said it's probably a no for Allie, but hope you're doing well, heart.
All right, well, that should make you feel good regardless. You've got a lot of positive love on the text line and the goat line, and I could play you all these messages now, but, you know, let's not stall this anymore. And I will say that Allie has said many times off the air that as much as we are both very open about our lives
for better or worse,
that she feels incredibly guilty when she cannot do things, because the reason we are really here every day is to try to make you happy. That's the goal, and make you laugh and make the day, especially on Monday, a little bit easier to tolerate.
Yeah, I didn't necessarily think to share this entire journey because it is full of disappointment and, you know, just the general reaction of everyone having to say they're sorry and that sucks and to be sad is not necessarily the morning fun that we would like to bring you.
Well, before you give the announcement and before you take the pill, and one of the pills you have is full of magic and drugs, and you will have a really weird and fun Monday. The other pill, oh man, I can't even tell which is the magic pill
looks more normal than the prenatal, right?
Looks like it should be full of magic. It's bright red.
Bright red.
So Allie's got a prenatal pill in one hand and a magic pill in the other that will probably immediately make her start to trip and roll at the same time. The other one is just going to give you a lot of fiber or something. Whatever's in those prenatals.
Klein brought in these magic pills. And you've taken these magic pills before?
Yeah, I would tread lightly, though. The magic is, I don't know how they...
Will I be able to function?
It'll be a fun be a fun rest of the
magic.
It'll be a fun rest of the show for you. That's for sure.
Magical ADD news.
I just want you to know, because for the people that aren't watching this, you can watch right now live on YouTube. Allie's going to put one of these pills in her mouth, and that will help us determine whether or not she is pregnant or not pregnant. She went with the Plan B, not the Plan B. Excuse me.
That would be so pointless if I did all of this and then took Plan B.
Taking the Plan B pill. Now, excuse me. She went with the B team embryo, which was not her strongest embryo this round, but she decided let's go ahead and give one of the bench players a chance.
Yeah, on a risk, I decided to go with the B team, the JV.
And we all talked about it, and we gave our reasons why we thought that was a smart move. But before you take the pill, Omar has two songs ready to go, depending on whether or not it's good news or bad news. So I will let you hear the songs that he has prepared for you right now. So if it is...
Because you had a bad day.
That's pregnant.
I hate that song.
Well, that means you're pregnant.
Oh my god!
No, that means you're not. And if you are pregnant and you take the red pill, which means you're taking. Just so people listening will understand what's happening now, because we understand this is a radio show first and foremost. Not everyone can be watching us as we're streaming live on YouTube right now. Anything you'd like to say before you take a pill, Allie?
No. Does anyone want to give their guesses this time around?
No guesses.
Well, it's... Hold on.
Vanessa definitely thinks I'm not. If she's
100% there's a baby in there.
That's what she said last time.
That was
time.
The first time.
You 100%
don't
wanna, no.
You want to guess again, Vanessa?
No. No chances over here.
Not even gonna guess.
No, like, I just don't want to guess. You got this, girl.
Vanessa, what do you think is inside of her?
Who is Saudi Schieffer?
Okay, that's a good guess. She answered
Scotty?
I think she's got a Scouty Schieffer inside of her. Schieffer. All right, so I'm not gonna. Jake, you want to bet or no?
Yeah, I got a guess.
You want to take side action or no?
Sure.
What are you gonna go with?
I'm going to go with that she is pregnant.
You think she is pregnant?
Yeah.
How much money do you want to go? I'll bet you.
I'll bet you all the money I have. $50.
Jesus.
What do you think, Lenny? You're going to take?
I mean, I don't want to root against Allie being pregnant because she really wants that. And it's worth much, not much more, but it's worth a little more than $50 for Allie's happiness for me. So that being said, I will still take your bet because the vibe I'm getting off Allie today is not happiness. But it's also Monday, and so I don't know. That's the general vibe I'm getting, but okay. I'm just, that's just me, you know.
We do
her.
Vibe with each other.
We
in
do,
this
we
studio.
Do vibe. So Allie's got two pills. So Jake, we're going $50 side bet action.
All money I got. Let's go.
All right, we're taking Jake's. And if you lose it, you're down to nothing, no money.
No, I got a fiver from China. That's all I have left.
China, what's that?
Seems like something someone's racist uncle would say.
Okay.
All right.
No,
fine.
I'm serious. I have a $5 bill from China.
$50, Jake. All right. Allie's got two pills. Once again, in her left hand is a red pill, which is a prenatal. In her right hand is a magic pill that is full of magic. And
it's
I believe
not the right hands, but yes.
Okay, I got the hands wrong, but I'm dyslexic. Anyway, regardless, you can look right now. She's going to put one of these pills in her mouth, and that will let us know. Is there a baby inside of her, or is this journey going to continue? And is she going to have a wild Monday? Here we go. She's looking at both pills. One of them will go in her mouth. She's...
Allie took the red pill.
Allie's pregnant.
Because you had a bad
day. No, what's wrong? What's wrong?
I hate this song. Turn it off.
Allie. Hold on. Put the other one on. Damn it, Omar. You're ruining the moment. This is the moment. She's holding. Hey, give it up for Team B Team.
B Team. Understudies. Yep.
You were not the first choice. Middle children. You
and
are
I'll make
not.
Sure that baby knows it.
Here we go. Allie. Come on. You're pregnant? Yep. I just lost $50 to Jake.
Deal with that money.
How does that feel? You had a bad day and you take it one day.
That sucks for me. Allie,
I know, it worked.
Wow.
It's still really early, though, guys. So, you know, I'm actually testing again tomorrow just to keep on the up and up, make sure everything's going good.
But in
good,
this exact moment, at right now,
I've got a human life inside.
You are pregnant right now.
Yes. And my boobs hurt.
And your boobs hurt?
Yes.
Oh, Allison.
Wait, does this mean we got to call Crystal B or Alina Abovia now?
Yes. Thanks, Johnny. Glad you're on one.
Yeah. Get a Bovian on the phone immediately.
Bovian has post up
right now. All right. Yeah, get a post up.
Thanks. I'm glad you guys are excited.
So a Bovian's in. Allie's out. Great. Good luck. We'll see you in 9 months. All right. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. So you found out Friday.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I am. I think it's weird doing this, like sharing the whole process publicly, because usually when you get a positive pregnancy test, you don't really tell people until you're out of the first trimester, just so you can kind of protect yourself, protect other people's feelings, all that kind of thing. So because I've been so open about the whole IVF process, everyone knows that I got the transfers. Everyone wants to know how it turned out. So it's like, yes, everyone knows very early on, and it is still early on, but I have a positive pregnancy test and I'm happy with that.
And B-Team, shout out B-Team. I think we played this beautifully. I think it was all the voodoo, all of the taking the pressure off. I'm not going to take full responsibility for this, but I feel in many ways that it was all of my doing. So congratulations. Okay. You're welcome.
A18 said the Latina dancing worked. Yes, yeah, exactly. I did play salsa music as that was happening, and that was Vanessa's advice.
Allie lived her life like a Latina, and if you need to get pregnant, you live your life like a Latina.
Yeah. Vanessa's got to be the godmother.
She's got to be. She's absolutely got to be. Vanessa could actually probably go in there, fit in there, and just start playing with this thing right now.
Just keep it company.
Just have a little play date, Vanessa.
I think the good thing is that Fat Allie's going to be back, ladies and gentlemen. Guys, one last time.
Hey, can we get that dump truck and bring Fat Allie back in? Because goddamn, we miss you. This whole better yourself nonsense has got to stop. It's not good for comedy.
I really don't want to gain as much weight
as I did
last time.
And last time, Allie put on 75 kilograms, okay? Which works out to way more than 75 pounds.
Kilograms?
That's right. Here she comes, everyone. Let's salute the return of Fat Allie.
I feel like I'm already showing.
Hey, Tyler, you're on K-Rock. Good morning. Wow, phones are, everyone's excited now. Go ahead, Tyler. Hi.
Just want to say go underdogs. I was told not to curse, but it's really difficult. F you, Allie.
Yeah,
very
you.
Excited. A lot of people saying Klein Steaks are the difference this time.
Everybody contributed.
Give her all that meat. Got that meat inside of Allie. She needs some of that man meat to make it happen, and we did it. Happy Pride Month. Hi, Claudia on K-Rock. Good morning.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It was the Latina dancing.
I know it was. It was the salsa dancing. I got to keep doing it.
In honor
of
Allie's Latina dancing that now has got her to be pregnant. Here we go. We're celebrating that womb. That's don't do that. You just made that was a very white lady dance. Don't do that. You're gonna lose it. Don't.
You're gonna lose.
Stop that white lady dancing immediately.
714 had a great question. Are you now going to take the magic pill?
That's a great idea.
I was not planning on it, but that's going to change my day.
Magic all around.
I think I have to go to a year-end party for my kids today, but sure, what the hell, why not? Hand me the magic pill.
Okay.
Hand me the magic pill. That's fine. If we're all taking pills around here.
Which one was the magic pill?
Allie took the prenatal, which means Klein's going to take the magic pill. These pills have an undisclosed amount of magic inside of them. And just so you guys see, we're all on the up and up. It's gonna get weird today.
Oh no!
Warning everyone, this is gonna get weird starting now. For you and for your unborn child, magic pill. Well, you don't tell us. You're not gonna tell us gender, right? Not yet. Huh?
Bro, I'm gonna have to drive this guy home later, man.
All right.
Omar, hit my song.
Oh, sorry.
You had a bad day.
No, it's gonna be.
Because you had a bad day.
All right.
Sad song, just
all right, celebrations all over the place. Allie has just announced to the world that she is pregnant, but there's going to be another test today to confirm it. But she said her boobs hurt.
Yeah,
and
I'm having a lot of trouble sleeping already. There's stuff happening.
I've just taken magic, and we'll see what happens with the show after this. More show continues.
Something growing in both of us.
We continue next on K-Rock.